All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for the Rangers Player Show here on your home of the Rangers. Pregame coming up 6:30 tonight. Going to look for another dub against Arizona. Segments brought to you by Globe Life. The Texas Rangers Player Show brought to you by Globe Life. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. As pitcher Danny Coulomb joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And good afternoon, Danny. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Yeah, well, great watching you last night. Super clean seventh inning, 10 pitches, 8 of them strikes, giving up just 2 hits and 5 appearances for the Rangers so far. I'd say you're settling pretty well then.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's been it's awesome to be a part of such a good bullpen.
And what I know you're from, you played a little college ball there at Tech. How's North Texas for you? Is this a good spot?
Yeah, you know, I actually live here in the off season, so this has been just honestly awesome just to be able to live at home, sleep in my own bed. It's a little bit of an adjustment, but it's been great.
So you ended up settling where the wife was from? Am I putting that together properly?
No doubt. I mean, if you meet a girl in Texas, you're probably going to end up in Texas. No doubt about that.
Who are you telling, dude? I did the same exact same thing here. So, Danny, and then how are the guys? You know, did I guess you already knew Seager and Semien from previous stops? How's the rest of the clubhouse doing for you as you're getting settled in?
You know, it's been great. All the guys are awesome. It's a really good group. And so obviously it's nice knowing a few guys from before. I knew Higashioka. We played together with the Yankees. So, just having some familiar faces, but also like all the guys, I mean, they've just been really awesome.
Have you and Josh been bonding over that Red Raider connection?
Yeah. You know, obviously I'd never met Josh before, but obviously he's a Red Raider legend. So it was nice to finally meet him.
What's the, from a pitcher, really just a player's mindset, but the trade deadline, is there stress involved? Are you trying to just kind of not think about that and focus on what you can control? But I've always thought that's got to be a weird period for a player.
Yeah, you know, the week going into the deadline was a little odd because we had been kind of struggling as a team with Minnesota, and so we knew that we were probably going to sell. And then once Chris Paddock got moved, we kind of knew it was real. And so, the hour up leading up to the deadline, we were all watching it together in a hotel room in Cleveland, and it was like phone call after phone call, guy getting traded after guy getting traded. It was kind of a wild experience.
Hey, Danny, when you mentioned getting traded and stuff, though, when you walk into that clubhouse, how much does, like, Mike Maddox know about you and how you pitch? Does he sit down and say, I've seen a bunch of video of you and I know you and this is that and the other? How familiar are they with you in what you bring?
I mean, that's exactly what he said to me. I walk in and we have a little meeting of kind of what we want to do. And he said, you know, I've watched a lot of video of you. And so I know what you like to do and what you want to do. And if you have any recommendations, like talk to the catchers, get together with them. And, it was a pretty seamless transition, to be honest.
Yeah. How long does that usually take to get comfortable with a catcher?
Yeah, it probably takes one or two appearances. I mean, luckily, I had thrown to Higashioka, Higgy, in the past, so he had some familiarity with me. But Jonah and I he had never ever caught a pitch from me, and we're finding ourselves in Seattle in the seventh inning in a one run ball game. But that's the beauty of it.
So you're obviously now thrown into a postseason chase here with the Rangers. But from the outside looking in, what were your thoughts about Texas? I mean, you were with Baltimore in 2023 during that postseason series, but what did you think about the Rangers as a club before now being a part of the team?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in 2023, Rangers came in and swept us in 3 games. And so that was kind of my first memory of that. Obviously, it's pretty awesome to be on this side of it now, but it just shows like what this team can do if we're able to catch fire. This team is very similar to that 23 team. I mean, it was just kind of like, let's get in and see what happens. And, anything can happen in baseball.
What needs to happen, you think, here down the stretch? What are the keys to victory here as, you're stepping in? It's only a couple of weeks in, but what does this team need to do in order to have success day in and day out?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just continually taking every pitch. I mean, you win a game pitch by pitch and then at bat by bat. So I think it's just taking one thing at a time. You know, stacking some good at-bats together, stacking some good pitches together, and just we'll keep rolling.
How much have you had a chance to work with Mike Maddox so far?
He's been great. It's kind of hard when, he's got so many things going on and he's, obviously starters have pens every day. We've had some good conversations about what I like to do and, he's got a really good idea about that and it's been really helpful.
I mean, he looks kind of like a Western gunslinger, doesn't he? Is he intimidating at all? He's a legend in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'd heard so much about him. I heard he's awesome, and the players love him. So, you know, it's been awesome to get to meet him and, you know, get to kind of hear his story. It's just, he was such a great pitcher, too.
Danny, you had to overcome some injuries during college. I mean, your college story is pretty incredible, but we've talked about, like, looking across Major League Baseball with the pitching injuries. Do you have any thoughts on that and through your own journey and story, maybe how you've been able to help guys like Bradford or Malley that are trying to deal with some of the stuff now, or even other former teammates?
Yeah, you know, pitching is just such a – I mean, every pitcher is injury prone. I mean, it's just such an unnatural movement. And now with, you know, teams just love velocity and they love nasty breaking balls. So those are things that ultimately you're gonna put yourself more at risk when you do those things. The game's changed in a lot of ways, but – you know, honestly, with injuries, yeah, like my 4 years in college, I was hurt every year. I think I threw a total of, I threw less than 50 innings in 4 years of college. And, you know, I played baseball essentially as a resume booster. Like, I got drafted and I was like, hey, I'm going to do this. And it looks really good in a resume for my next job. So I guess I'm still building that resume.
What did you want to do?
I wanted to probably do something in finance. I didn't know exactly, but yeah, I mean, I remember having a conversation with my now then girlfriend, now wife, and just like, hey, you know, I'm going to do this for a few months. We'll see how it goes, but I mean, this is probably going to be it. But yeah, it's been quite the wild ride.
Did you want to? You're like the wolf of the bullpen right now. Did you want to go like Wolf of Wall Street style on it? I mean, obviously without the lifestyle stuff, being married and all that. But what were you thinking about with finance?
You know, maybe some personal financial planning. You know, I really didn't know at the time. It was more just like, I'm going to get my degree in finance, see where it takes me.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be a good skill set to have as Danny Kaluum joins us here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, how well do you know our hero from last night in the ninth, Rowdy Tellez?
You know, I've faced him a lot. He's a really good hitter. He just takes good at-bats every time he goes up there. So, you know, I've gotten to talk with him a little bit here. But, yeah, I remember I've probably faced him 5, maybe even 10 times. So, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with, man, that swing. And it's a powerful swing.
Well, he was on the AJ Pierzynski podcast thing today, and he ripped us pretty good. I don't know if you heard about it, but he was on with us a couple of weeks ago. Did you hear anything about that?
No. What happened?
Well, you know, I guess I just messed up. You know, I messed up the interview. And if you do happen to, you know, run by him today or whatever, just let him know that I would love a chance for a redo.
Great. I'll let him know for sure.
We can hash it out over some brisket sandos. What do you say?
Exactly.
Danny Kaluum here with you on 105 Through the Fan. I also saw, looking at your bio here, that your grandfather was in World War II and he was a B-17 gunner. And there's a book that's kind of written about what was going on in his part of the world that time.
Yep. Yeah, he's got a pretty amazing story. You know, the most amazing thing part about it is we didn't know anything about it until he passed away. Wow. So he was a good soldier till the end. He didn't say a word. And when it was declassified, we found out that he was on a really famous trip, and where he was essentially on a plane, and it was going into enemy territory, and it had taken some fire, and so it was in really, really bad shape. And a German soldier was essentially sent to go shoot it down. And instead of shooting it down, he saw how bad a shape it was. He redirected it over Allied territory. And so my grandfather, yeah, should have never been alive. Therefore, I would never be alive. So it's a pretty amazing story.
Holy cow. And did that end up getting turned into a movie yet?
I think they're still working on it, but I know a few years ago there were some talks about it. But the book is great. It's called A Higher Call. It's a great book.
It's incredible. Wow. Well, you know, we were talking about how you faced a guy like Rowdy Tellez quite a bit. From a pitcher standpoint, is that more of an advantage for you, or do you feel like that's more advantage hitter when you kind of go back to the well versus the same guy?
Yeah, for me specifically, I've got a really unique arm slot and a kind of some deception to my delivery. So I think anytime a hitter gets to see me, it probably benefits them more. You know, not saying I can't get them out, but like, you know, the first time I see somebody, it's just a very unique profile. So yeah, I would say that the more and more you face somebody, it's probably advantage to the hitter for sure.
And how did you develop that particular pitching technique?
Yeah. So no, I was always an outfielder growing up. So I always threw way over the top. And then when I first debuted in 2014, I was over the top and I kind of lowered my arm action because, you know, at the time we didn't really know much about, you know, angles and stuff. And it was like, hey, if you're a lower slot, generally you can be more successful against left-handed hitters. But it just really hurt me against right-handers. So a few years ago, I was actually just kind of messing around where I threw in the offseason, and I figured out that like I could go back up higher slot. I didn't lose velo, and it was just a really unique some unique movements. And so that's kind of how I started doing it. That was the year going into 2023, and then obviously I was with the Twins, and then went over to the Orioles for a few years. And so yeah, it's been pretty crazy.
So living in Texas, well, here locally in the off season, is this a place that maybe you'd like to stay for the remainder of your career?
I mean, yeah, I would love to. I mean, it's a great place to play. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, this team is great. I think it's a team that's going to compete. I mean, the ownership wants to win. And so those are things, you know, especially as I get older, like matter a lot more is winning. And that's just, I want the opportunity to pitch in the World Series and, you know, win a World Series ultimately. So I think this is a place that can be done.
We would love that. Now, last night's game, obviously the way that it happened, the comeback, the walk-off victory, Is that something that you really think can propel the team down the stretch, or is it just one of 162 and you can't make too big of a deal about it?
I think anytime you come back from a large deficit and win a game, it's a big deal. It's a momentum booster, especially after getting swept from the Phillies. You know, I think that's always that was huge for us. So I think that we know how good this team is. Everybody knows that this team has the, you know, if we can get in, we can make some noise in the postseason. So, you know, ultimately we're just going to take it a game at a time and go from there.
Give him hell, Danny. We'll be pulling for you.
Appreciate you guys.
There he goes. Danny Colom here, the new Ranger coming down from Minnesota. And he has been amazing in 5 appearances so far for the Texas Rangers. A heck of a 7th inning last night, getting it done. The Texas Tech Record Raider, brought to you by Globe Life for over 125 years. Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better, Brian.
Odds are that he is going to say something.
To he's, Rowdy?
Yeah.
You think so?
Odds
yeah.
are. I'm going to ask you.
I would say pretty good. Because he was like, hey, what's going on there? But then he was short, which told me he was ready to move on from that. So maybe it was just a little uncomfortable with him. I'd say 50-50.
Might have forgotten about it already. We did get news. Josh Hader of the Astros, he's going on the IL with a left shoulder strain.
Oh,
so from the Rangers bullpen, the Astros bullpen now with a big loss.
All righty. Yeah, I think it would be a perfect ending if we could ask everybody to get a message to Rowdy, and then he would come on and we'll do an excellent interview. Wouldn't that be a great conclusion to it? I mean, I could tell today he was really bothered, you know, and I'm a guilty conscience guy, right? I'm going to be thinking, man, that's really messed up that I, you know, ruined an interview so much that it was still top of mind 3 weeks later for him. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't my intent, as I've said many times. It's not hard for me to screw up and look unprofessional. You know, I do it quite often on accident.
Yeah.
So maybe some people find that hard to believe, you know, that I could have possibly screwed up that much on accident because I sound like the perfect polished broadcaster who's got his stuff together at all times. You know, you're like, wow, it just doesn't make sense, Dawson. But trust me, I'm being dead balls on honest with you right now. And I just like to make things right with an A-plus interview with Rowdy before this season's
over. Same here, man. Let's get redemption.
All righty. When we come back, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Yeah, I've been looking through these practice clips. Let's see if we can have some observations from those. We'll do that next.